The Work in Oakland, St. Helena, California, August 6, 1906. I am instructed that we have an important work to do in Oakland at the present time. In the planning of this work, wise counselors are needed. The Lord calls for workers, earnest, prayerful, faithful workers, to undertake that which needs to be done. We need many consecrated laborers to carry on missionary work in Oakland. In the surrounding settlements are also interests that should be cared for, where a call should be given to those in the highways and those in the byways. Strong men should be set to work in Oakland. Men and women of experience should be brought in as educators, and workers should be trained, that the work may be carried forward in strong, even lines. Let no one seek to discourage a fellow worker. There should be 10 in the field where now there is one. Such instruction as has been given by Brother and Sister Haskell in Southern California should be given in many places. We have no time to lose. Now is our opportunity to follow up the interest that has been aroused by the camp meeting. In the past, we have held camp meetings in Oakland, and we have neglected properly to follow up the interest which the meetings had created. Calls have been made to send young men and young women, at great expense, to heathen countries. This was right. And yet there are many in San Francisco and Oakland who are just as ignorant of true religion as are the heathen. A church building must be provided for the believers in Oakland. It is not to be a large, expensive building. It is not to absorb all the means on hand, while the brethren in Mountain View are in such need of help. Facilities for a school should also be provided, where the children of our brethren and sisters may receive thorough lessons in Bible truth. Our children are to be thoroughly educated, but they must not be allowed to be brought in contact with the corruption that is to be found among many of the children in the public schools. The Lord calls for His people to come out from the world and be separate. Now therefore hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments which I teach you, for to do them, that ye may live, and go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers giveth you. Ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command you. Your eyes have seen what the Lord did because of Baal Peor. The Lord thy God hath destroyed them from among you. But ye that did cleave unto the Lord your God are alive every one of you this day. Deuteronomy 4, verse 1-4. For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself, above all people that are upon the face of the earth. The Lord did not set His love upon you, nor choose you, because ye were more in number than any people. For ye were the fewest of all people. But because the Lord loved you, and because He would keep the oath which He had sworn unto your fathers, hath the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand, and redeemed you out of the house of bondmen, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, He is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love Him, and keep His commandments to 1,000 generations, and repayeth them that hate Him to their face, to destroy them. He will not be slack to him that hateth Him, He will repay him to His face. Thou shalt therefore keep the commandments, and the statutes, and the judgments, which I command thee this day, to do them. Deuteronomy 7, verse 6-11. I have a message to bear to the conference committee. Our people are not to make of Mountain View a center for all branches of the work. San Francisco, Oakland, and the surrounding places should not be deprived of the influence of our workers, while many lines of work are carried to Mountain View. Let some of our workers be located where they can be a light in the centers of population and influence, and let the lines of missionary work be multiplied. The Lord does not desire a large number of workers in various lines to be gathered into any one place. Many should be set to work in Oakland and the surrounding cities, and Brother and Sister Rice should heartily unite with them in labor. Let all put their trust in the Lord and exercise a sanctified judgment in planning for the work. We must put every capability in working order. God has blessed some with a special wisdom and an experience that has given them a knowledge of how the work of the Lord should be conducted. The workers should often meet together to seek the Lord. In these meetings, there should be a thorough heart-searching and a humbling of self before God. Let the door of the heart be opened, and all pride, all fault-finding, and evil speaking be put away. Seek the Lord with the whole heart. Our mission field is as broad as the world. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Matthew 28, verse 18 to 20. There has in the past been a strange neglect of our appointed work, but I am encouraged by the knowledge that the Spirit of the Lord is raising up laborers to work in all parts of His vineyard. Tremendous responsibilities rest upon us, and we must awaken out of our indifferent slumber. The soul cannot be sustained except by the right exercise of its affections. Misfortunes may come, changes may take place, but the soul's relation to Christ need never change. As we put forth energy in many places to sow the seeds of truth, we give evidence that we believe in a prayer-hearing and a prayer-answering God. Every energy that man possesses is to be sanctified. The growth of the soul demands spiritual exercise. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Matthew 16, verse 24. Thousands more might be Christ's disciples if they would only exercise their spiritual endowments and thus grow to the full stature of men and women in Christ Jesus. When reconversion begins with the worker, the one for whom he labors will catch the Spirit. Let no one take up the work of the Lord boastingly. Let everyone keep before him the perfection of Christ's work. He always worked to a purpose. If you would do his work, you must crucify self. Self-importance is a very poor element to be brought into the work of God. Let your words be full of meaning, full of love to Christ, and let your spirit be clad in the beauty of holiness. Show the fruit of daily consecration. Christ calls for fruit-bearing branches. Bring forth fruit to the glory of God. Ye are the light of the world. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Matthew 5, verse 14, 16.